Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
All right, I need a new chair, and I need new software, and I'm going to get political. Oh, man. Hey, welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Crows. I am your chief geek among geeks. That's me, the chief one. Hope you're having a terrific day. I'm having a terrific day. Today, I got no less than 13 emails. Guess what about? Yeah. The Paris Climate Accord and our president's decision to bail out. And everyone wants to know what I think. Because it has a lot to do with the environment, of course. You know, it has a lot to do with gardening. It has a lot to do with, you know, everything. So they want to know what I think. And you know what? Man. I don't really want to tell you, but I'm going to. And I don't want to tell you because I don't want to make anybody mad. And that's kind of ridiculous, but, you know. So here I go. Let's start with this premise, okay? Let us just begin with this premise. Our president has a 38% approval rating. Which, by the way, is the lowest approval rating of any president in his first year of office. I mean, he makes Richard Nixon look very popular during Watergate. Okay? I mean, that's just the way it is. But that 38% of people who love him, oh my goodness, do they love him. And in January of 2016, while on the campaign trail, our soon-to-be-elected president made this statement. Hang on. I got to squirt the cat. There, I had to get the cat out of here. He made this statement, and I don't edit. Set the water back over there. There. He made this statement. He said, I could shoot somebody, and I'm paraphrasing. I don't have the exact statement. I could go in Times Square or wherever, Fifth Avenue, and shoot somebody, and people would still vote for me. And you know something? He was right. Because the people who support him no matter what. I mean, they support him no matter what. You can throw facts right there in front of them, and they're going to, you know, oh, we just love him. He's making America great again. You know, they love him. So anytime someone like me is going to disagree with him, then I all of a sudden become the enemy of the 38%. And I don't want to be the enemy of the 38%. I know a bunch of you. Okay, you're my friends. But darn it, him bowing out of this thing puts us in the same category as Syria and Nicaragua. Nicaragua, let me pronounce that right. The only other two countries who were not part of this. Who does this benefit by him backing out of this? It benefits Saudi Arabia and it benefits Russia. Oh, Russia. What? Russia? You remember when Russia used to be the bad guys? Remember? I remember Russia was the bad guys. Now, with Trump, he wants to give them their houses back. You know, the mansions. He wants to give them the mansions back that Obama took away. when he found that they were meddling in the election, which Trump refuses to even acknowledge. So I don't, be mad at me if you want to. I have my opinion about this. My opinion is this: climate change is real. I know you've heard me talk about why I know that climate change is real. I have personal experience. I grew up on a little place called Mill Lake, off of M37, between Battle Creek, Michigan, and Hastings, Michigan. Down this little road, past the Babcock's house, down a hill, which I used to think was real big, and then when I went back, it was not that big. Lived at this lake, and every winter, Mill Lake froze over, and the committee of dads, which my dad was part of, would go out and test the ice to make sure it was safe enough for us to go skating on it. And as soon as it was, we all went skating every year. And that ice was like super thick. People were out there ice fishing. Every year they were ice fishing. I moved away from Michigan in 1964. I didn't come back until 2007. And when I showed up in 2007, I went out to Mill Lake in the summertime. I made a video. You can find it on YouTube, of my little visit to Mill Lake. And I saw one of my late sister's best friends on the side of the, right by her house, which was right on the lake. And I stopped and I talked to her. And, it was just a real wonderful visit. And I said, how was ice skating last year? And she goes, what? I said, how was ice skating last year? She said, oh, man, the lake hasn't frozen over in over 20 years. I said, what? She goes, the lake has not frozen over in over 20 years. Okay, I am sorry. My whole life, the darn lake froze over. And then, there's Mill Lake and Little Mill Lake. And they both froze over. As a matter of fact, on Little Mill Lake, my dad used to drive his truck out on it to haul wood out to the middle of the lake to build a bonfire where we were ice skating. Okay, it hadn't frozen over in over 20 years. So there's climate change. I don't care what you say. I'm just telling you my own experiences in Michigan. There's climate change. Is it man-made climate change? Probably it is. I'm not one of these people who are stupid enough to think, oh, it's cyclical. A long time ago, Walter Cronkite was talking about the ice age that was coming. No, that's all bull. It is all totally bull. Anyone who looks at science knows that there is climate change and knows that the climate change is happening because we are dumping all kinds of hydrocarbons into the air from our cars, from our power plants, from coal, from all of that stuff. All right, we have caused it. We can fix it. The Paris Accord was a way to fix it. Well, and it still is. But we have backed out of it because Trump is beholden, in my opinion, to Russia and Saudi Arabia. Two countries who make their living off of oil. So, I don't know, man. I just don't know. But here's what I do know. 38% of you, that he could walk out and, shoot your dog and you would still support him. You're just going to support him no matter what he says. You're going to make fun of people who disagree with him. I'm going to get a poop ton of hate mail over this. And I can assure you that radio station managers are going to get a poop ton of email over this. And I apologize. I apologize to everybody involved. I apologize to you for not supporting Donald Trump in this efforts. I don't. Okay? By the way, I want to eliminate everything. I'm a Republican. Okay? I am a Republican. I don't know if I've stated that before on this channel, but I am a Republican. I did not vote for Hillary Clinton. I did not vote for Donald Trump, but I did not vote for Hillary Clinton. I did not vote for Barack Obama. I don't vote for Democrats, but I could not vote for Donald Trump. Okay? By the way, I think Mike Pence is just one heck of a good guy. And he's totally 100% honorable. I mean, 100% impeccably honorable. How so? All of the liberals who think, oh, good, he doesn't like Trump. No, I don't like Trump, but I really like Mike Pence. Okay, I'm a Republican. I'm a conservative. I'm a law and order kind of guy. I'm a God bless America and stand by our troops kind of guy. I'm a Second Amendment kind of guy. I just don't like Donald Trump. And I think that what he did, and by the way, I know a lot of people who live in different parts of the world. I know people in Germany. I know people in England. I know people in the Caribbean. I know people in Central America, and I know people in South America. And they all think we're just stupid. They do. They absolutely cannot believe the United States of America backing out of this accord. They absolutely can't. And, you know, most of them look at Trump and say, you're kidding, right? You guys, you voted for him? That's what they're saying. All right? So I apologize. I apologize for not supporting Donald Trump, but I don't apologize for not supporting Donald Trump. But I apologize for offending you by it. I truly do. I totally apologize to you right now, my dear listeners who I love, who I have been loyal to and have been loyal to me, and I hate to get, you know, but I got all of these, and I've got all of these emails today, just today about this. And I felt it my duty to come out and give you my opinion. MichaelKroce@gmail.com is where you can send the hate email. Go ahead. I'm a big guy. I can take it. Ask the Garden Geek, Will.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
I have to tell you, it is so stinking hot that I'm getting like bumps on my back. I had to go to the doctor today. Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Gross. I'm your chief geek. And, yeah. I mean, heat, and I'm getting old, and I'm getting all these bumps on my back, and I went to the doctor today. The doctor looked, and the doctor said, "You're out in the heat a lot, aren't you?" I said, "Yeah, you're sweating a lot." I said, "Yeah, I'm an outdoorsy kind of guy, and you're fat." This is what's happening, and she gave me this prescription cream to put on it and make it all better, but I tell you, the heat, and then on top of all of that, my Black & Decker electric edger that I actually, how should I say this delicately? I stole it from my ex-wife. As a matter of fact, it was actually her boyfriend's, who is now her husband, but I borrowed it and never returned it. And I've had it now for, 9 years, 10 years? I've had it all this time. And she asks about it every so once in a while. And I don't know, and I always change the subject. You know, I talk about the Dyson vacuum cleaner that I left with her. My Dyson vacuum cleaner that I left with her. Or I start talking about the kids, or I start talking about something. Anyway, but she asked about it once. She hasn't asked in a while, though. But anyway, just getting back, it broke. It actually physically broke to where, I would have to, and it's a plastic part of the handle that broke, and it can't be fixed. I tried super glue. Super glue works real well, except for most of the time when it doesn't. I super glued it. I let it sit out there for a while, and then I grabbed it, and I just tried to do a little bit of edging with it, and it just broke right back off in the same place. So I'm not going to get a, and by the way, everybody says, why don't you use your weed trimmer to edge? Because you got to have a blade to edge properly. I'm a big one on that. I think a well-edged yard is just incredibly wonderful. My next door neighbor, Al, the one I'm having the, total lawn domination experience with, got to say this about Al. Al has a perfectly edged yard. When his sidewalk meets my sidewalk, guess what? They are identical. I keep it that way because I edge. I'm a big one. Over the winter, when the grass isn't growing, it's still a little creeping out there on the sidewalk. I'm out there edging. I on a weekly basis during the winter, I was out there edging all of my sidewalks and my driveways and out by the street. That's what I do. Because I think a well-edged lawn looks good. And my edger is now, my ex-wife's husband's edger is now gone. So I have to go buy another one. So I went on Amazon, and the same edger on Amazon is $89.95. So I guess I will spend $89.95. And then you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to super glue this edger back together again, and I'm going to drop it off at her house. You know, the old edger. I think I will do that, you know, because I'm a nice guy. And, well, I think she did tell me not long ago that he finally went and bought another edger, which I think is good. You know, he's got my house, so he can buy his own darn edger. So, but I just think a well-edged yard looks wonderful. So, and the Black & Decker has lasted me 10 years, and I don't have any idea how long he owned it before I snagged it. So, you know, I can go with another Black & Decker. But you know what else I saw? What is the other one? And they do all these infomercials for their blower and their line trimmer. Who are those people? I forget the name of them. But they've got an edger too for $89.95. The Works. Yeah, it's The Works. They've got an edger for $89.95 on Amazon. And I was looking at that one, and that one looks kind of, you know, more sturdy than the Black & Decker. I gotta make a decision. Because, you know, I should be somewhat loyal to Black & Decker because, you know, 10 years it worked for me, and it was her husband's for gosh only knows how long before I got my hands on it. Wonder how my Dyson vacuum cleaner's doing over there. But anyway, you know, I think I'm gonna go with I don't know. And whatever it is, I'm going to buy it on Amazon. Because I'm an Amazon Prime member, and this is not a commercial for Amazon, but I buy, you know, everything on Amazon. I bought some shirts on Amazon the other day. I buy presents for my grandkids on Amazon, have it shipped right to them. And they get it the next day. I'll be sitting there, you know, I'll see my, you know, I got a couple of grandkids out in Kansas, and I got a couple of grandkids up in New York. And, you know, I will see them post on Facebook, and they will see it, and I'll say, oh, you know what? He would look really good in this, or this toy would be really good. And I go on Amazon, there it is, and they have it the next day. That just makes me smile all over. I like that. Makes me happy. So, you know, that's I'm an Amazon guy. So I will buy my, you know, and I get free shipping with Prime. So how does it get any better than that? I have no idea. But how are you dealing with the heat? I got to tell you, my Total Lawn Domination is not making my heart sing right now because it is so hot and I cannot afford to water. And, you know, I'm not going to water because I think it's irresponsible. You know, I wind up watering once a week is what I water by hand, and we're only talking about my front yard. And I water the areas that are in full sun, and my front yard is kind of mostly in shade, but there are parts of it that are in full sun, and it's just very droughted out. So I will go out and water it by hand, especially in those areas. I'll wash those areas just before dark, by the way. I should get up at 5:30 in the morning and do it, but I don't get up at 5:30 in the morning because I'm old. I get out there and I water it deep, I do a good job of it, but I only do it once a week. And I have to tell you, it has been so hot that when I, you know, within like 3 days, the grass is all folded together. So I'm hoping that our rainy season will start. It usually starts in June where we have every afternoon rains. And when that happens, then I'm going to plant the backyard, which I have been avoiding. Sitting out in the garage is my Bermuda seed waiting, but I have not planted it because I'm not, you know, it needs water every day. So I'm waiting for the rainy season to get that done. So that is just how that works. That being said, I did get an email this week from someone, believe it or not, in Wisconsin, who tells me that they think they have army worms because they're seeing worms crawling across their grass during the day. Well, that sounds like army worms to me, and if they're eating the grass, how do you get rid of them? It's real simple. I use Bacillus thuringiensis. What are brand names? Dipel, Thuricide, all natural kind of stuff. And put it in a hose and sprayer. Spray it just towards the evening. The worms will come out, you know, they'll eat it, and then they will all die. So that's how you get rid of them. Or you can have a little bit of patience, because armyworms just kind of move on to the next yard, if you know what I mean. This is Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Gross.
You want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesion, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Are you composting? I got an email this week asking me if I was composting. And I used to be a major league composter. And that's why they were asking, because I used to thrive on it. Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek. And, you know, I'm not composting now. Although, I got to tell you, in this heat, it would be fabulous if I were. In my current backyard, I do not have an area set aside for composting. And now, after I got that email today, I am halfway considering it. I have to tell you, I am halfway considering it. By the way, I should also talk about trees, but I will get back to that in a minute. No, I used to compost a lot. And everybody, you know, the question is, do you have one of those nifty compost bins? No, always wanted one. Never got one. Here's how I composted. I took some 4x4s and I put them into the ground with a post hole digger. And then I got some wood. And by the way, the wood that I used was not pressure treated. The 4x4s were pressure treated, but I built the wood in such a way to where I was nailing it to the inside. So there was no pressure treated wood touching my compost. So I just, you know, got the cheapest, yuckiest boards I could get, and I would put them, I built them up to about, 3 feet. And I had a pretty good size composting area. I've got to say it's got to be 6 to 8 feet by about almost 10 feet. And I just started throwing crap in there is what I did. I mean, orange peels. I had a very large backyard, and it was the backyard was Argentine Bahia grass, and I would mow it, and I did not catch the clippings, but I had a side chute, so the clippings would, kind of land out there, and I would just take a rake, and I would rake up. I wanted the clippings to basically stay in the yard, but there was always some excess ones, so I would take those clippings, and I would throw them in there. Now, the other good news is that my neighbor across the street, this woman, insisted on bagging her clippings, and she would put them in plastic bags out on the street. So I would go out and I would, you know, I asked her if I could do it, and she said, sure, you're weird. But I did, and I would take her bag clippings and I would dump them into my compost pile. And we had lettuce, or you know, I used to grow corn on the cob. And I would take the peelings from the corn on the cob, and I would throw that in there. Anything like that, I threw in there. And I had a pitchfork. I miss my pitchfork. I left that over there. They got my pitchfork. I don't have my pitchfork. I got their edger. But I don't have a pitchfork anymore. But I had my pitchfork, and I would go out there rather, religiously, and I would get down and I would turn the pile. Quite a bit. And you know, in Florida sun, now I live in Florida, in the hot Florida sun,
it would just deteriorate relatively quickly. And then I had a trick, and it's not organic, but I would take any fertilizer that I had. If I had a bag of 666, or if I had citrus fertilizer, or if I had lawn fertilizer, it didn't matter. I would take a coffee can or two full of that, and I would just throw it over the top ever so lightly. And then I would take the pitchfork and I would turn it. And I got to tell you, the nitrogen and the stuff in the fertilizer would actually just get cook that compost even more, even more. And then sometimes I would get impatient with my compost, and I got some black plastic, and I would cover the compost in black plastic, which made it bake even more. And I had one heck of a compost pile going, and I had it divided up into sections. I had what I called my good compost on one side and my developing compost on the other side. And I'm going to tell you, whenever I went to pot up anything, I would go, or transplant anything, I would go out there in my good compost, and it was so rich, and, you know, all my neighbors wanted some. They all did. They were like, can I get a little bit of your compost? Well, I had a big compost pile, so I was generous. Yeah, I said, yeah, take what you want. And, you know, people would do that, and I was just totally surprised at how fast I could compost, and I was so into it. Now, frankly, the boards that I used, again, non-pressure treated, did not last. If I could get a season out of the boards, I felt blessed. So I was constantly, especially down at the bottom, I was constantly replacing boards because they would just rot away and they'd get termites. And, you know, so then I would, here's what I would do. I remember getting subterranean termites in a on the lower boards. So I replaced them, and I took the boards with the termites, and I just moved them over so that, you know, and stuck them in the middle of the compost so that the termites would keep eating them. And they did, you know, because I think it was pine. It was just cheap pine. And the termites just chewed that wood up, and then I composted the wood. How was that? You know, I mean, just that was pretty cool. So then I got the bright idea when the termites were attacking the new wood again. And this happens, that I would prevent that from happening. So how did I do that? Before I put the new wood in, I wrapped the bottom of it in aluminum foil, like three layers of aluminum foil. I put it on there, and I just took clear tape and taped it up, you know, did it really good, and stuck it in there, and the termites didn't bother it. That was pretty good, and that wood lasted longer. That wood always lasted longer. But I just did that on the bottom, because I had to save the aluminum foil because, you know, we cooked with it and stuff. And, you know, and I got weird looks by putting aluminum foil around boards. But I did that, and it worked. And you know where I learned how to do that? You know who told me how to do that? Another gardening show host who is now deceased. The only gardening show host, by the way, that was beating me in the ratings nationwide. Ran into him at a conference. And we talked about it. I ran into him at an NAB conference some years ago, and he talked about that. And I said, yeah, you live down in Florida, so you know, you get subterranean termites. Yeah. He said, well, this is how I would do that. And I said, that's a good idea. And he said, yeah. I said, well, okay. And I said, and you're still beating me in the ratings. He goes, I know. I said, I am going to get you. And I was right behind the guy, by the way. I was right behind the guy. Then he retired. Then he died. But nice guy. But anyway, I don't think he liked me. I really don't think he liked me. But anyway, I'm not. That's why I'm not mentioning his name, because I don't think he liked me. I liked him, kind of. But I really, you know. And anyway, what am I talking? I'm talking shop again. I've been asked not to talk shop that much, so I won't talk shop. But that's what I did. So, yes, I was a composter. Now, I had a neighbor that had one of those bin composting things. And I'm going to tell you, she could whip out some compost pretty well with that thing. But, you know, she was going out there and turning it all the time. And it was pretty cool. And she got tired of composting. And she just left the thing out. And I wanted to buy the thing from her. I said, you want to sell that thing? She wouldn't sell it. And then I got to tell you, over the next couple of years, the thing just fell apart, and, you know, it just just literally fell apart on her and stuff, you know, but she gave up composting. I liked my way better. I like going out and turning the compost with my pitchfork, you know, the way they did it in the old days. And I just think my compost was better. I really, really do. I thought my compost was better. So, and there for a while, I had earthworms growing out there in my compost. They were just like taking off big time. And then all of a sudden, I don't know why, they just went away. They, you know, I could go out there and I would turn the compost and I would run into 100 of them. And I said, oh, well, this is good. They're pooping all into that compost. This is great stuff. They're making the compost even better. And, yeah, but then all of a sudden, one day, I just did not see them. Something got in there that irritated them. But I was a big composter. And then, I don't know, I got really busy one year, and I didn't rebuild the compost thing. And the neighbors were taking the compost, and finally, I just tore the thing down, and I spread all the compost over the grass, and the grass in those areas just looked gorgeous. And I just didn't rebuild it. And I don't know why I didn't rebuild it. I just didn't rebuild it. And then I moved here. And I said, I even found a spot in the backyard that I thought would be good for one. But I've just always been too busy to do composting. And besides that, my favorite pitchfork is over there. And, you know, when we get in, you know, I haven't composted. Might go out and buy a new pitchfork, though, thinking about it. You know, got to be something good to do in this heat. And composting is one of those. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Kroos.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
Asked about what my favorite fertilizer is. And you know something? I'm not a big fertilizer fan. Let's talk about that a little bit if we can, okay? Let's talk about this. Oh, hi, everybody. I'm Michael Kroos. Ask the Garden Geek is the show. I am your chief geek in charge. So, you know, here I am. Let me tell you how I learned about fertilizer. I learned about fertilizer from... I really learned about fertilizer when I was 22 years old by a 65-year-old gentleman named Garth Craig, who I went to work for. And I worked for him. Well, he retired a year after I went to work for him. And I took his place in the company, as a matter of fact. And Garth was an old North Carolina farmer who moved to Florida because his wife wanted to live around palm trees, I guess. I don't know. He moved down here because of kids and things like that. And he always wanted to go back. He kept his farm in North Carolina, and it was always his goal to go back to the farm, which he did when he was almost 66 years of age. He went back. But he taught me all about fertilizer. And the one thing that he said is, and he did it in this wonderful North Carolina voice. He said, "Michael, we don't fertilize, we supplement." And he said, what everybody does wrong is they try to treat symptoms instead of being holistic when it comes to plants. And this guy's telling me this, he's an old dirt farmer. And he says, "I'm a dirt farmer and I respect the dirt. If you respect the dirt," he told me this, he said, "if you respect the dirt will respect you." And he said, "a lot of chemical fertilizer, just a lot of fertilizer, messes with the dirt. So it's better to rotate crops and to let nature take its course. But yes, we do supplement." And he told me that, you know, back in the 50s and in 40s, he would go to the county agent and they would bring in soil to be tested for the pH and everything else. And the county agent would help them design a supplementation program for their soil, which usually didn't include fertilizer. It included, well, manures and different things like this, but sometimes fertilizer. And in the 1940s, the fertilizer industry really took off because, you know, the Industrial Revolution and commercial agriculture took off, and fertilizer really took off, and the quality of our food immediately started changing. I'm not going to say it got worse, because I love the quality of our food. I love American agricultural food. I do. And, you know, I'm not really all that keen on all this high fructose corn syrup stuff going on. I will tell you that. But, you know, when I grew up, I'm old. When I grew up in Michigan, we bought our produce from the farms. And the farms grew the produce correctly. And yes, they used pesticides, they used DDT. But, you know, they used the DDT correctly when they had to use it. And they fertilized, but they didn't spend a lot of money on fertilizer. They spent a lot of time rotating plants and composting the soil and all of that good kind of stuff. So I thought about that, and then many, many years ago, I went to work many years ago, 37 years ago, I went to work for another company, and the guy that was running the company was a young guy named Paul, and Paul was a graduate of the University of Florida, and he had a agriculture degree, and the company was a big national company. It wasn't a big national company, but it was a national company. Lawn care company. And it was Paul's philosophy that fertilizer was actually supplementation, that what they wanted to do with this company is they created their own. They didn't go out and buy fertilizer. They created their own supplementation in a liquid form, which they put on yards commercially. And they had beautiful. The company no longer exists. The company was called Perfilon. They were big in Ohio and Indiana and parts of Florida. But, you know, this is how they designed their system was upon supplementation. There was a lot of micronutrients used. There was a lot of iron and things like that. And that is how they handled their feeding of plants. So I don't have a particularly favorite fertilizer. I got to tell you, I'm becoming more and more and more fond of Milorganite, which, by the way, is people poop from Wisconsin, from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They have really developed that into a wonderful product. As a matter of fact, it's on my lawn, and I know people who use it religiously. And that is a supplementation. There is nitrogen in there, and there is if memory serves me correctly, a little bit of phosphorus, and there's 5%, 5.5% iron. And it's good. But you do have to supplement with some potassium somewhere in the mix during the year. But I'm not a big one for going out and dumping a ton of fertilizer on plants. I'm more into letting nature take its course. And just do things. I remember I was out here a few weeks ago talking to these hippies, and I say that in a loving way, who had a mansion they're running a religious retreat out of, and they were just unhappy with the trees. And I said, well, the trees in nature, you ever go out in the forest, you know, do they fertilize trees out in the forest? No, because nature takes its course out in the forest. I said, but here we're living in the city. We got roads. We've got sidewalks. We've got driveways. We got swimming pools. We've got buildings. We got traffic going over. And all of the feeder routes that, you know, normally take in the natural nutrition are being obscured. That's why trees next to houses are always, in my opinion, a very, very, very bad idea. So I said, you know, trees are not that good of an idea. But if in nature, trees don't need fertilizer. In residential areas, they do. They need feeding. in residential areas. But out in the woods, they don't. Go out in the forest sometimes. See if you see unhealthy trees. Most of the trees you see in the forest look really nice, naturally. This is Ask the Garden Geek.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.